For London, if it be not one of the masterpieces of man, is at least one of his sins. A street is really more poetical than a meadow, because a street has a secret. A street is going somewhere, and the meadow nowhere. But in the case of the book called Hymns on the Hill, there was another peculiarity, which the king pointed out with great acumen in his review. He was naturally interested in the matter, for he had himself published a volume of lyrics about London under his pseudonym of Daisy Daydream. This difference, as the king pointed out, consisted in the fact that while mere artificers like Daisy Daydream, on whose elaborate style the king, over his signature of Thunderbolt, was perhaps somewhat too severe, thought to praise London by comparing it to the country, using nature, that is, as a background from which all poetical images had to be drawn. The more robust author of Hymns on the Hill praised the country or nature by comparing it to the town and used the town itself as a background. Take, said the critic, the typical feminine lines to the inventor of the hansom cab. Poet, whose cunning carved this amorous shell, where twain may dwell. Surely, wrote the king, no one but a woman could have written those lines. A woman has always a weakness for nature, with her art is only beautiful as an egg.